Ms. Frankel, I'm grateful for the exercise because it is a good lead-in for where we need to be to finish. How many of you, please, felt, as you did this opening exercise with Ms. Franklin, a sense of safety, of relaxation around your object? Yes. Now, my friend, listen. We go back to the question. How do you allow yourself to fall into the God stuff? Do you remember last night's assignment? How do you allow yourself to fall into God stuff? One of the most dismaying things that you find when you really begin to do this exercise is that the place you feel least safe is with fellow human beings. Pay attention closely. I don't mean selected ones out of all the billions that you say, oh, I'll take this one. I mean just fellow human beings. But when it comes to the world of animal, like our magnificent Max here, the world of cats in your home, dogs, beloved things, your plants, the fish tanks, the beautiful things of nature, your crystals, your rocks, your feathers. When you are in those natural environments of the simple things of today, if you pay attention, you'll begin to feel a sense of comfort, that you're not alone. I know it sounds ridiculous to look at a fountain pen and say, you make me feel comfortable, I'm not alone. But nevertheless, this is the kind of feeling that moves and comes out of being when you begin to address the ordinary things from an extraordinary placement. It isn't going to be your great, magnificent, $10 million whatever. It's going to be those soft and gentle and friendly friends that have carried you and guided you through endless labyrinths. The simple timepiece on your wrist to let you know, to help you guide your life. The friend of it. All of these objects, the combs, the brushes, the things that just say, I'm here, use me. They make no demand. The physical world makes no demand. One of the things to look for in your lives as you move closer and closer to moving to that realm of the magnetic one is one of the things you're going to begin to do is simplify. Because as you look around your home, you're going to think, some of these things are not calming for me. If I look up and I see something that has, I have to pay $500 a month for every month of my life, it may be that it's no longer appropriate that it's in your home. It may mean it's time to be passed with love onto someone else so that you don't have the anxiety. When you go out and look at your automobile, it may be the time to say, well, thank you, but a $500 muffler job is not what I need. I think I need something simpler. When you go to look at the wardrobe and realize how much of the time of your time is spent so that you can put a particular kind of fabric upon the body, when you begin to want to be simple, to simplify, so that the aim is not austerity, but the aim is quiet, peaceful, harmonious, non-tension environment, you will begin to simplify from the inside out. You will begin to make distinction between those things that give you the calming effect of familiarity and cooperation and those things that have another vibration, which is competitive feeding. There are two kinds of things in your environment. The things that feed from you and the things that nourish you. When you re-enter your home today, please, with all the humility of heart, ask yourselves, what are the things in this room that feed and nourish us? And what are the things, on the other hand, that we have to nourish? I don't mean in the sense of watering a plant, which is a wonderful sharing of communion, but of those things that drain the life energy out of you because of the necessity to keep them in some way nourished, in the sense of feeding them out of what is past your true point. Do you understand what I'm looking for? You'll find them all over your home. Those things that you have a mutuality of love and dance with, and those things that simply take and take and take. So pay attention, please, my friends. This is our closing time. And I would like to thank you deeply, every one of you, for these 2 days. It's been my great delight to be here. And I am very grateful to you for the seriousness and the playfulness of your awareness. Some of you I will never see again. So to those of you, I ask you please to live as closely as you can to the magnetic power that is the God Self within and the God Self without. To those of you that I will see again, I ask the same. And to all of you, I say, please remember the gift that you give yourself so that you can live closer to that magnetic field of God consciousness is to pay attention to the things in your life that give you safety. Because when you are in a state of safety, you will allow yourself to relax into the God awareness. You will allow yourself to take that time to release from the other magnetic pulls that are around you and to allow you to fall into the comforting arms of the God Self. So please pay close attention to your life. What are those things that bring you safety? Increase as best you can those things that do give you a sense of safety. And as best you can, my friends, move away from and separate from those things that give you fear. The more that you find that you have constructed a cave within your home that you can fall into and rest closely and intimately with the power of God, the more that you feed that place and make it the place of safety, the easier it will be for you to go out into a world that badly needs your help and come back in and relax again in your point of safety. I am not asking all of you to leave the city. I am not asking you to leave what has to be done. I am not asking that. I'm instead asking that if it be your destiny to stay, to do what you can to help, I ask you to be aware that you need to have a place where the arms of safety enfold you every day of your life. And if you do that, all of your being will respond to the rhythm of feeling the safety within. In the end, you see, that wonderful phrase that you gave to Mary Margaret today, the first statement of the gentleman who died of AIDS. And he said, really living is to allow oneself the discomfort of enormous uncertainty. Enormous uncertainty. And so it is with the dance of the personal self, the horizontal self. But safety lies constantly available in the power of the vast self, constantly. The uncertainty of your personal life, it was what gives it its flavor. And the way that you can sustain it is by constant daily remembrance and strengthening of the place of safety. There is only one place that you are safe, and that is in the arms of God. There is no other place of safety. Everything else is change. But the arms of God, however you imagine them to be, are as real as anything and past anything that you can imagine. So I beg you to find a place within your life, every day of your life, every day of your life, where you allow yourself to fall into the arms of the only safety man has ever known. To strengthen it in whatever way you can, and to whatever extent you can help your brother and sister to do the same. You have generated some safety in this house today, more than you need for your journey. So with your permission, I would like to take it as a gift from all of you to place it in the minds, in the hearts of those of your brothers and sisters that do not have the awareness that such a place exists. And in so doing, give them, for however brief a time, a remembrance that there is a home that awaits them. A home that holds nothing but love and compassion and gratitude for them, exactly as they are, without any change at all. If at the end of the healing circle, every night that you do it, if you would please ask, either verbally or non-verbally, to have that energy lifted and taken to all those places in the world that so badly need it, that do not have the consciousness to ask for it, please. Because you generate much more than you need. So with your permission, please ask. If it seems appropriate, please ask. It is a gift, a tremendous, empowering gift. And if you can simply ask that it be taken to wherever it is most needed, we would be grateful. The journey is real. God is a reality that can be and will be realized totally by you. It is just a matter of when. You will find it, because in the end, it is the only thing that you really want. So please, walk it, walk the path with the deep knowing that you cannot fail. You cannot fail, because it is why you are here. And all that you need to walk the path will be there for you if you'll just ask and then stop and listen for the answer. I love you all, and I thank you most deeply for coming.